One of the things that's very different about Confucianism, however, is that it's not what I sometimes call an identity tradition. So for Christians, you're supposed to identify as a Christian. For Muslims, you're supposed to identify as a Muslim. For Buddhists, you're supposed to identify as a Buddhist. For Confucians, if you walk up to most people in China or across East Asia and ask them if they're a Confucian, they'll look at you very confusedly, which does not make them a Confucian. It's other things about their behavior and lifestyle that make them a Confucian. And so Anna Sun, who's a sociologist of religion at Kenyon College, has been at Harvard the past year, she's done really great work at developing different sociological metrics for understanding whether or not someone in China is a Confucian, for example. For example, does someone practice ancestral rites? Of sweeping the tombs on Tomb Sweep Week Day, which is deeply ingrained in Confucian culture, but it's so deeply ingrained that people don't even think about it as Confucian anymore. To me, there's a lot Tillich has to offer in helping us understand this phenomenon, in talking about, Tillich talks about God as the ground of being. Well, here the ground of being is so deep, in a sense, that the Confucians aren't, the Chinese folks and East Asians are often not even aware that this is the influence and this is why they're doing these things. So then the question becomes, does it matter? Do you need to identify with a tradition in order to be part of it? And I think both social scientists, social theorists, and theologians, as theologians, we struggle with this more. Social scientists and social theorists are pretty capable of recognizing that, no, you can be part of a tradition and be blissfully unaware that you are. But because theology has been so heavily influenced, especially by Protestantism, we, as a result, take identifying as part of a tradition as being the most important thing. And Confucianism just doesn't work that way.